Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Tithes and offerings, part 4. And now we come to the promise, the glorious promise, the exceedingly glorious promise. Let me read it to you. God, verse 10 of chapter 3 of Malachi, has called for the bringing in into the temple of the whole store of tithes. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Now, how many people take these words, these verses, this whole passage, and make a straight application to the days of the new covenant? Let's remind ourselves, this is Malachi speaking to the Jews after the captivity, and he's speaking to them in the days of the Old Covenant. And of course the Old Covenant is a prosperity covenant in the sense that God promised to give the Jews the land and make the land fruitful, milk and honey, to make them successful and powerful and to protect and defend them. It's over and over and over in the Old Testament, again and again and again. And of course, the Jews had their responsibility under the covenant to keep the covenant. And part of that keeping of the covenant was the tithes, the tenth of the corn and tenth of this and so on. There was a duty and there was a scale of values for the support of the ministry of the temple, the tabernacle before. It's all there. But to come over with that straight to the new covenant, and you end up with the prosperity gospel. If you do this and do that, whatever these teachers say, according as they read the New Testament, you will have good health, happiness, good job, big car, nice house, successful this, successful that. Of course, if you're a preacher, you will have success in your preaching work. If you're a pastor, shall we use that word, then you'll have success in your pastoral work. The church will become a mega church. It will all go wonderfully well. And, of course, it's a tremendous weapon for the donation button, isn't it? Press the donation button and God will bless you. Give more and God will give more to you, and so on. My friend, I warn you of that. That's how to misuse the scripture. God was speaking to the Jews, and I don't water down any of it. Prosperity, success, crops and so on, all that, yes. But when we come into the new covenant, it's very different. By the way, in the days of the old covenant, if they did not obey the covenant, if they did not keep it, take the Sabbath, for example, what were the penalties for not keeping the Sabbath? A lot of Sabbatarians who bring the old covenant over into the new talk about keeping the Sabbath. They don't keep it. If they don't keep it, what are the penalties? What do they do about those penalties? What will happen to your crops if you're not giving the whole tenth, if you're not doing this and that and the other, if you're falling down anywhere, and so on? Beware of the negative side, captivity and worse. But the new covenant is nothing to do with land and material benefits. Some of the greatest saints, look at Paul, look at Timothy, sick, ill, they die, they're infirm. They lose abilities here, there, and everywhere. They lose their lives. They're imprisoned and so on. It's not all success. Read 2 Corinthians 12. I got this thorn in the flesh. Oh, yeah, well, if I gave my tithe, God would take it away. Rubbish. My grace is sufficient for you. We see these problems, these issues in the new covenant. Think of the church history. Think how many saints have died early. Murray McShay must have been a very unspiritual man. Spurgeon couldn't have been much good. Brainard, he must have been something wrong with him, and so on. Jonathan Edwards, so yes. Why? They don't live long lives. They don't live in prosperity, in the sense of health and everything else, do they? What's the lesson for us, my friend? God's benefits for us in the new covenant are spiritual. There is joy in serving Christ, not out of duty or fear, but out of love for him. Oh, that I knew that. Let me be devoted to God, not in simply in money, but of course money is involved, I'm not denying it, but in body, soul, mind, spirit, everything, from my head to my foot, in my thinking, my ambition, my will, my desire, present my whole body, my whole system unto God as true spiritual worship. The Father seeks such to worship him, who will worship him in spirit and in truth. That doesn't mean go to chapel. It means to be spent 24/7 serving God, bringing the whole tithe, the whole being, the whole personage into God's presence and seeking to please him. I speak to myself, I need this. This is the challenge of it. Don't run away with the donate buttons and all the rest of it and hoping you'll get a better job and everything. My friend, look at this in a spiritual light. Do as the New Testament does. Apply the Old Covenant in a New Covenant manner through Christ. Amen.